Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm really grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate the support. And in this one, I want to speak to you about something that I was chatting with an INTJ friend about. Actually, Jamila, the one that you've watched on some of my videos before. And she said something really poignant that I kind of wrote down instantly because I was like, oh, I really need to speak about this because this is so true. And I've never heard it articulated that way before, because this is something that I actually wonder about all the time. And she said something like, you know, the reason why people have such strong feelings about INFJs is because we're so authentic. And strong feelings either way, you know, either people hate us or they love us. And I've done videos about this in the past where I've spoken about why I was confused by the fact that, you know, I don't understand why people have either really, really strong positive feelings about us. They love us, they want to be around us, they want to hang out with us, they always want to be surrounded by us. Or they have really positive, like strong negative feelings about us, where they despise us, hate us, they troll us, you know, they send us messages saying, you know, you're not an INFJ, or you don't know what you're talking about. I get those messages all the time. And, you know, it's either one way or the other. It's like, all right, I really, really, really like you and I want to spend time with you, or I really, really don't like you and please just get away from me. And I, when Jamila said that, you know, I was like, oh, right, that's exactly it. That's exactly what is causing this dichotomy and this division between the way people look at us, right? And I want to explain a little bit of why I think it is the case and why I think that people are either offended by us or love us. And you know, the reason this came up was because, you know, I'm always getting messages from non-INFJs or people who are interested in INFJs and or interested in dating INFJs, and they'll message me and say, you know, I really like this INFJ and I love them and I really want to be with them and they're awesome and they're cool and I've never met someone like them before and I don't think I'll ever meet someone like them again and I really want to be with them and can you please help me, right? And it's not like I'm exaggerating at all here, actually. I wish I was, or I don't know if I wish I was, but I could have, but I really have not exaggerated at all. They actually are so positive and so interested and wanting to be in a relationship or date this INFJ, whoever the INFJ might be. And there are INFJs all over the world that I get messages about, you know, saying that, hey, I really want to date this INFJ. It might be in Germany or it might be in Poland or it might be in the US, right? It's not like the location matters. It's not like the person matters. It's like, I really want to be with them. And, you know, I'll usually ask them, I'm like, oh, so what do you like about this INFJ? And they're like, you know, everything. And they'll give me a long laundry list of like things that they like, and you know, they're beautiful or they're really smart, you know, I can talk to them for hours. But then eventually they'll stop and say, you know, I just really like them. I don't know why, I just really like them, I really want to be with them, and I please help me, kind of thing, right? And so I'm always confused by that, because I'm like, you know, what is it about INFJs that really causes people to have such strong emotions about them? You know, why are they just so enamored with these INFJs? And why is it that, you know, and it happens to me all the time as well, people will meet me and instantaneously be like, oh, we're gonna be best friends, you know, I really like you, I know we're gonna be great friends, I want to be great, great, good friends with you, can we please be good friends, kind of thing, right? And I'll just be standing there thinking, okay, we just met 2 seconds ago, I barely know you. I don't know who you are. You just randomly messaged me, and you know, I'm sure you're a good person, and I'm sure it would be nice in getting to know you, and it would be nice to be friends with you eventually, once I get to know you better. But what is this? You just met, you barely met me, and you already want to be great, great, good, best friends, lifeies for, like, friends for life kind of thing. Like, what's going on here, right? And even when I've been in relationships, you know, I've met men, and this kind of thing has happened again. And so I really, as I said, I really think it has a lot to do with our authenticity. And the reason why I think there's this dichotomy, or the reason why people are like, oh, I really like this INFJ, or I really hate INFJs, is because of what people think about authenticity in general. Like, how do people perceive what authenticity to be? Like, do they think it's a positive thing or a negative thing, right? Because INFJs spend so much time trying as much as possible to be authentic, to have authentic feelings, to have authentic personalities, and to do authentic things in the world, because we spend so much of our time, so much of our energy, so much of our mental capacity on making sure that we're authentic, you know, people can perceive it almost right away. And that's something that I tell people a lot, is that, you know, you can't lie about energy, you can't lie about vibes, you know, you can't fake it, right? you can perhaps fake financial statuses, you can fake things like superficial things like that, but you cannot fake authenticity. It's extremely hard to fake it. Actually, that's the reason why it's so easy as well, if you let it be, because, you know, it's easy, just be yourself, right? But is that really easy? You need to know yourself first, you need to have self-awareness, you know, you need to not let other people guide you or move you around and manipulate you. You need to stand in your ground firmly, and things like that. You know, it's not as easy as, you know, just be yourself kind of thing. But it is easy if you know yourself. And because INFJs spend so much of their time, so much of their lives, I would say, their entire lives, ensuring that they understand themselves. And one of the main things we work on constantly as an INFJ is, who am I? Who am I? What am I all about? What do I want to do with this life that I've been given, that I've been gifted? Who am I? You know, this is a question that we constantly ask ourselves. I constantly ask myself, you know, even now, even though I know myself a little bit, I know that I don't know all of it still. There's a lot of subconscious things that I do, or unconscious things that I do. I'm like, why did I do that, right? It's because there's still a lot more I need to learn about myself, right? And know thyself is a paradigm that INFJs live by. We want to know ourselves better. We want to know about ourselves. We want to learn more about ourselves. We want to know what we're all about. We want to know why we do the things we do. And we want to know how we can improve ourselves, right? And so because we spend so much time on that, once you get to a certain point, maybe in your 20s, late 20s, early 30s, you've kind of established a ground, I would say a foundation of authenticity. It's not perfect yet, and it'll never be perfect because you're constantly going to be improving it, but you would have established yourself as some kind of authentic person. Even in your teens, even if you are, you know, just a baby INFJ, you're still pretty much more authentic than anyone else out there, because you're constantly trying to learn about yourself, and you're constantly trying to be yourself. You know, you're like, all right, everyone else is going this way, but I want to go this way. Sometimes we'll go along with the crowd, but mostly we'll try to be like, no, I'm going to stand my ground. I'm not going to go along with the crowd. I'm going to do what I want to do, what I feel is right for me, rather than what I think everyone else wants me to do or what everyone else wants to do, right? And so because of this, there are some people who look at authenticity and are annoyed by it or irked by it because they themselves are not authentic. They are.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Fake. And they know that they are, you know. And they know that they should be more authentic. And they know that they need to learn how to be authentic because they know that this is kind of ruining their relationships. Also, it's kind of causing themselves a lot of pain, right? Because it's not fun being inauthentic. It means that you're not being yourself. You're not following your soul dreams. You're not following your deep desires. You're just going along with whatever the society wants you to do, right? And so the people who get irked by INFJs, I think, are the ones who are fake, who are the ones who are not authentic or who hate authenticity because they themselves are not authentic. And that's a shadow for them. And that's why when they look at INFJs being authentic or trying at least to be authentic, because a lot of it's about trial and error, you know, when they see us being authentic, they're like, oh, this is really annoying. I don't want to be around a person who is going to show me my shadows, who's going to show me how I'm falling short. And so they get irked by us, and then they're not friends with us. They don't want to be around us anymore, right? Whereas on the other hand, people who are at least trying to be authentic or who love authenticity because they want to emulate it or because they just like it in general because they're not afraid of it, when they meet an INFJ, they are enamored by INFJs because they're like, oh, right, this is it. This is the person. This person's trying to be authentic. They're trying as much as possible to live their truth. And if you don't have any shadows or negativity associated with authenticity, you're going to love that. And you're going to want to be around that kind of energy. And so I really think that, you know, Jameela, as I said, really hit the nail on the head because it really is, I think, about that. It is absolutely about, you know, we're just kind of trying to do our level best to be ourselves. And everyone around us is looking at us and thinking, what is going on here? I haven't met people like that. Because there are not that many people who are doing this, right? It's a buzzword right now. It's like the in thing to do. Let's be authentic. But really, are people actually trying to do it? Not really. You know, they're just kind of following the crowd or, you know, doing what everyone else is doing because it's easiest to do that, right? It is very easy to just go along with what everyone else is doing. It's harder, much harder, to be like, all right, no, actually, everyone else is going this way, but I really think my path is this way, on the other opposite extreme, and I know everyone's going to be offended by it or upset with me, or I'm going to lose a lot of friends, I'm going to lose family members, people are going to throw stones at me and things like that, but I need to follow my heart, otherwise I'm not going to be able to live my life. And this is exactly how most INFJs will tell you, you know, how it feels to them to not follow their heart. It feels like they're dying on the inside. It's like a soul death. And for most people, perhaps soul death's okay. They're like, all right, fine. I mean, yeah, I feel a little bit dead on the inside, but it's okay. You know, I have enough money to live and do the things I want to do. And I have food and I have shelter. And so who cares about living your, you know, soul desires? Whereas for an INFJ, it's like the most paramount. It is the paramount. It's the most important thing that they can do is to live according to their soul's desires, to follow their heart. You know, that is exactly how we want to live our life. And we're not, then it's a failed life for us if we don't do it. And we're not going to do it, actually. We refuse to do it. And I think a lot of INFJs who are suffering are the ones who are suffering because they're not following their dreams. and they're letting other people dictate their life because they're still young or they're still learning about themselves or they're still worried about, you know, impressing people, things like that. And that'll pass. And then as soon as that passes and they start living authentically, they're going to become more and more happy, and they're going to become more and more fulfilled, because that's the most important thing that an INFJ needs, right? And as I said, everyone kind of, it's very easy for other people around us to see that, to see our authenticity, to see our desire to be authentic, to see our really hard trials and errors at trying to be authentic. You know, we're really constantly trying to be authentic, and we'll make mistakes at it, of course, but we're constantly going to be trying. We're going to fall down and get up over and over again to make sure that we are authentic, right? And the people who love it, love it. The people who don't like it, don't like it at all, right? And so I wanted to share this with you because obviously my whole spiel every single time that I speak to you is be authentic. Yeah, no one else matters. Do the things that you want to do, because all of those people who you think are thinking about you are not thinking about you. In fact, they're thinking about something completely different, about themselves probably. And the only person that matters, the only opinion that matters is your own, because everyone else is not your living your life, right? You're the only one living your life. So if you're not going to live your life according to your own standards then or your values, then whose life are you living, really, right? And I know, and you know, that if you're not going to live your authentic life, you're going to hate yourself. And that's not the kind of life you want to live. So I'm sure you've heard this from me many times before. If you have questions about this, obviously let me know and I'll do another video. Again, thank you so much for watching. Thank you for being on my channel. By the way, these are rice fields in the background. They just planted them maybe a month ago, so they're kind of growing and looking beautiful. As you can see, that green, I am not using a filter. That is the green. It is the richest, most beautiful green I've ever seen. Anyways, thank you again for watching and I shall see you the next time around. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.